3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it is time for Exfabula Radio, once again, part of Lake Effect Weekend, every weekend on WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter. Leah Delaney is back this week, and good to have you back.
Yay, it's good to be back.
With your stories on this week's theme, which is...
It's inspired by art. So do you remember a few weeks ago we'd been talking about the Sculpture Milwaukee and Exfabula partnership we did? We did walking tours.
Yes.
Hey, I went to one of those events and it was so much fun and interesting and it was inspiring. So the whole deal was that we had two of our Exfabula storytellers, Elaine Molly and Sean Mitchell, who basically led this group down Wisconsin Avenue. And we stopped at different sculptures and they talked about stories, their personal experiences and like what those particular sculptures kind of meant to them in their own words.
So the sculptures were like a launching point for them?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to air a few of those stories and then we'll also talk about season 10 in a couple moments as well.
Okay.
So let's start out today's show with a story from Elaine Molly. A particular sculpture by Bernard Vernet that's located on 4th in Wisconsin. It's called 97.5 degrees arc by 9. It's a giant one by the Convention Center. This one sort of has a wave feel to it. So let's listen to Elaine Molly's story.
So I walked past this sculpture and I thought, it's a wave. It's a wave. I love, love, love the Pacific Ocean. I could spend days and days and days just sitting on the rocks watching the waves that are ever changing. No two wave is ever the same. A few years ago, I was there with my six-year-old grandson, Noah, and he and I had taken a walk to get some ice cream, and on the way back, we were watching the waves. And I was feeling like this was such a perfect, perfect, blissful moment. And I really wanted to capture it in my mind forever, in my mind's eye, in my heart. And it occurred to me that, you know, we can't, this is why we write. This is why we take pictures. This is why we tell stories. It's an effort to permanently embed those peak moments in our minds and hearts forever. A few years ago, I started working for an organization called Time Slips, and we do creative storytelling with people who have dementia. And it's not about trying to help them reminisce. It's about using our imaginations and having shared moments of creativity together. Yet, as far along in their dementia journey as people are, you'd be surprised how much of themselves creeps into those imagination stories. Pieces of their culture, names of old school chums, picnics from a long time ago just find their ways into the stories. And it's taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot about the impermanence of memory and how futile this notion is to try to capture things. It's most important to live in the moment. I mean, have you ever had like the perfect romantic evening? And then the next year, you try to recreate that same restaurant, same time. You might even wear the same clothes, but it never happens the same ever, ever again. So that day when I stood with Noah holding his hand on the cliffs by the shore watching the waves, I said, oh, Noah, this is the perfect moment. I'm going to remember this forever and ever. And Noah belched a little and said, me too. I said, really? You're going to remember this day forever and ever and ever? He said, I'm remembering it right now.
And that was Elaine Molly's story. Definitely live in the moment. I love those words.
I love that when, how does she put it? Like, no two waves in the ocean are the same, mm-hmm. and no two moments in life are the same.
Yeah.
So live in this moment right now.
Right. No recreating moments that had passed. Make some better memories. And
great attitude. I like that. Yes.
Totally. All right. We're going to jump into our second story from Sean Mitchell. This is when we were walking towards the end of the route. The sculptor is Sanford Biggers, and the name of the sculpture is Seated Warrior, and that's right on Jefferson in Wisconsin. Here is Sean Mitchell.
It's a sculpture by Sanford Biggers. The name of the sculpture is Seated Warrior. Now, Seated Warrior makes me think of all the veterans I know, my friends, my family, other people I know who are veterans. But for me, the Seated Warrior in my family, my grandfather, Robert Glenn, a World War II veteran, right? And he's the reason I joined the Navy in the first place. We share something that his other two sons didn't share when they served. Now, I have to tell you, my family has a long history in the military. Someone in my family, more than one or two of us, have served in this nation's conflicts since the Revolutionary War. So it's a tradition that we carry on. My grandfather is the one that we all look to, though, as the veteran, the seated warrior of our family. In 1941, as a 26-year-old man, he joined the Navy. Had little formal education, four kids, a wife, right? And he needed to feed them and shelter them. We shared a special bond because my grandfather and I graduated from the same boot camp and were stationed at the same duty station, our first duty station. When I graduated from boot camp, my 70-year-old grandfather stood for 20 minutes saluting me as I graduated. In 1941, when he entered the military, however, it was still highly segregated. All right, so him and many other young black males joining the military were moving ammunition. Came about 1944, I would say, he says June or July of 44, he's getting ready to re-enlist. And they're sending him to a base in right outside of San Francisco, Port Chicago. He heard his name called, and he was told to come to his commander's office. Got to his commander's office and would explain that you had a child in February of this year. That made it your fifth child. There's a program in the military at the time that if you had five children or you were the last surviving male of your family, you were discharged. So he was discharged, and he got a chance to go home and became an entrepreneur later on. The funny thing about that is that in July, just a little while after he leaves the military, the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. And so things ramp up. In that same port he was going to be stationed at, they were loading munitions July 17th, 1944. And something went wrong. 300 or 400 men lost their lives instantly. I thought about the fact that that could have been my grandfather. And without, I wouldn't have had the role model. I joined the military when I was 17. I dropped out of high school, and I felt like I was completing my family's destiny. It's what we do. But without him, I wouldn't be a seated warrior, and no one else in my family would be a seated warrior. And for that reason, I salute all the seated warriors and all the military members in your families as well.
And that was Sean Mitchell's very touching story. And, just a quick shout out, thank you to all of the veterans, mm-hmm. everybody who's serving now, and all of the warriors, whether you're seated or not. Thank you for being those agents of change here in Milwaukee. So we do have another season of Story Slams coming up. Did you hear?
I heard about that, yeah.
We've talked about it enough?
I think maybe here.
Maybe here. Well, good. Because season 10, I can't believe it, seriously. Yeah. I know I say this before every season, I'm like, oh, I can't believe it's been another year. But season 10, 10 years in the making, and we're not going anywhere. We have so many great events lined up. The first one's going to be on September 14th. We're going to be back at Garfield's 502. We do love Garfield's 502. And we just want to make sure everybody has got their season memberships, like, on their mind. And if you want to be the first on stage with your own generation story, definitely sign up for our first public storytelling workshop for season 10. And that's going to be on September 9th, so you can get all warmed up before the first slam of the season.
Get your training in.
That's right. So before we start the training, let's listen to another story, our last story of today's show. We're going to go back to Elaine Molly. She told this story, and it was inspired by a sculpture called Liberty. And it's the one on Wisconsin. It's right in front of the old Grand Theater. It has the arm holding the basketball. I don't know if you've seen that right on Wisconsin Avenue. It's by Hank Willis Thomas. Let's listen to Elaine Molly.
Well, in planning for this tour, we walked up and down Wisconsin Avenue looking at these sculptures many times, as you can imagine. And I completely ignored this one many times because it doesn't have much to do with me. But I did think, I expected that everyone will expect that my friend Sean here to be the one to tell the story. After all, this is basketball, the Harlem Globetrotters specifically. And, you know, it just didn't speak to me. I'm not part of professional sports. I mean, people are happy to have me as a spectator, but even in my most athletic prime, we were never invited to participate in sports at this level. A few years ago, through women's organizations, I met a woman named Burnell Hooker, who started a group called IOU Sports, Images of Us Sports. And her goal was to encourage more women and girls to be involved in sports, to play sports, to seriously consider sports careers. And Burnell asked me, Elaine, what's your sport? I said, I don't have one. She said, come on. I said, I golf once in a while. I exercise, but that's not a sport. And Burnell pressed me further. She said, well, what was your sport when you were a girl? And then I remembered. Oh, yeah. I used to play baseball, softball, when I was a kid, all summer long in the alley with all the boys in the neighborhood. And I was really good. I mean, I could play every position. I was, when it came to picking teams, I was always the first one picked. I loved the crack of the bat as it jettisoned the ball into the air and I'd go sliding into home base. It was so much fun for me. I loved it. And then school started. But the next spring, when it came time to try out for the local team, I grabbed my glove and I rode my bike down to the tryouts, assuming that many of these boys whom I played with all summer would welcome me. Not so much. They threw everything they had at me, their balls, their bats, their gloves, and they screamed that I must be a lesbian. I rode my bike home in tears. I got little compassion from my parents or friends. They said, "What did you expect?" That was it for me. I gave up. I never attempted to be involved in any kind of sports again. And then in 1973, Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs in tennis, and I felt vindicated. And since then, I'm so pleased at how much progress we've made in women in sports. But I know that one of the problems is we all need to support women's sports, right? Women need to support women's sports. We got to be there for women. Thank you.
And that was Elaine Molly's Girl Power in Sports story.
She is so absolutely right, because back in the day, there was nothing for an athletic young girl to do in high school except be on the synchronized swim team.
Yeah,
and that was about it.
Pom-poms.
That was about
maybe
it.
Maybe some color guard. Yeah.
There was nothing for you. So.
Yeah, and now girls are playing. They're
everything.
In the football or whatever. They're doing their thing, you
right,
know.
Exactly.
Girl power.
It's so good. So
yeah,
great.
So
yes.
Good. Oh, another thing that's great is season 10. It is right around the corner, September 14th at Garfield's 502. Definitely go to xfabula.org to get your tickets for that. And to warm up for that, we have our public storytelling workshop for season 10 set up for September 9th. The theme is generations. Let's get out there. Let's start telling, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear these stories again, share them with family and friends or look at pictures, it's all at WUWM.com. And we are here every weekend during Lake Effect Weekend about this time. So check us out every weekend. Thanks
Yay.
A lot.
All Thank right. you. Bye.